birthday of the saviour of humanitarian values. Today, the third of the month of Sha'ban, is one of the most auspicious dates in the history of humanity. It is a day which is celebrated with such a devotion by the faithful that neither the fear of the coronavirus pandemic can dampen the joy nor the threats of economic terrorism of the United States. It is the day on which the savior of faith and humanitarian values was born in the holy city of Medina in the year 4 AH. Corresponding to 626 AD. He was none other than the immortal martyr of Karbala, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, the younger grandson of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. His birthday is marked in the Islamic Republic of Iran as the Day of the Islamic Revolution Guard Corps, IRGC, for their heroic defense of Islam, Iran, and humanitarian values against terrorists and terrorism of all kind, including the state-sponsored terrorism of the United States, the Zionist regime and reactionary regimes. Stay with us for an exclusive feature on this blessed occasion. I affirm, my God, with the veracity of my faith, my resolute conviction, my positive profession of your oneness, the inner depths of my consciousness, the connections of the conduits of light of my eyes, the lines on my forehead, the hollow passages of my breath, the pliable tissues of the ridge of my nose, the auditory measures of my ears, that upon which my lips come together and close, the vocal movements of my tongue, the joint of my mouth's palate and jaw, the roots of my molar teeth, the organs that facilitate the swallowing of my food and drink, the stem of my brain, the hollow passages of my neck's cords, that which is enclosed in my breast cavity, the vessels of the trunk of my aorta, the veins of my heart's diaphragm, the lobes around my liver, that which is contained in my ribs' cartilage, the sockets of my joints, the contraction of my legs, the tips of my fingers, my flesh, my blood, my hair, my skin, my nerves, my windpipe, my bones, my brain, my veins, and all of my members, and what was woven upon them in the days of my suckling, what the earth has taken away from me, my sleep, my waking, my pauses, and the movements of my bowing and prostrating, that had I taken pains and striven for the duration of epochs and ages, were I to given to live that long, to deliver thanks for one of your blessings, I would not be able to do so, except by your favor, which would make it incumbent upon me to offer you never-ending thanks anew and to celebrate your praise afresh. What you just heard was a passage that minutely describes the functions of the human organs and anatomy. It is a passage that dwells on the wonders of creation, the infinite mercy of the Lord Most High, and the humble but pivotal position of mankind in this vast universe. These are not the words of a scientist detailing the discovery he has made through experiments, nor were these words expressed by any philosopher who arrived at a viewpoint that through trial and error, and neither has any rhetorician, unsure of his own sentences and indulging in speculation, uttered such words. As a matter of fact, these words were expressed over a millennium and four centuries ago, on the 9th of the month of Zilhijjah, on the plain of Arafat near Mecca, during the Hajj pilgrimage, by a person whose lifeblood and dismemberment of his body breathed fresh life into Islam and all humanitarian values. The identity of this person is obvious. He is none other than Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, whose blessed birthday we are celebrating today. The very mention of the name Hussein, peace be upon him, if it swells our eyes with tears, it grants us peace of mind, tranquility of heart, succor to the spirit, and solace to the soul, whilst infusing our whole body and existence with a determination to stand firm against social injustice, deviation from Islamic values, threats of attack, and the devilish designs of the dastardly terrorists. Here is another passage from this same eloquently moving supplication. O Allah, I beseech you, bearing witness to your lordship, acknowledging that you are my Lord and to you is my return. You originated me with your blessing before I was anything worthy of mention. You created me from dust, then lodged me in the spines of my fathers, secure from the vicissitudes of fortune and the vagaries of ages and years. I remained in transience from spine to womb in a time immemorial of days past and centuries bygone. Out of your tenderness, bounty and goodness towards me, you sent me not into the domains of the leaders of unfaith, who broke your covenant and impugned your prophets. Rather, you sent me out towards the guidance which had been foreordained for me, the way which you made easy for me and in which you nurtured me. So glory be to you, glory be to you, who are originator and restorer, laudable and glorious. Holy are your names and tremendous your bounties. So which of your blessings, my God, can I enumerate or name? For which of your gifts am I able to give thanks? As should be clear to our listeners, this supplication in the Divine Court teaches us not just facts of the human anatomy, but also humanitarian values, whilst guiding us on the straight and unwavering path towards paradise. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, needs no introduction. When he was born, his infallible mother, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, the noblest lady of all times, though beaming with joy at the birth of her second son, felt a sort of grief. His father, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, the one and only commander of the faithful, looked to his cousin, the Prophet, to name the radiant boy, in view of the latter's famous statement, "O Ali, your position to me is that of Aaron to Moses." Thus, since Aaron's second son was called Shubair, the prophet, following the swift descent of Archangel Gabriel with a message from the Lord Most High, named the newborn Hussein in Arabic. A year earlier, the prophet's elder grandson was named Hassan, the Arabic equivalent of Aaron's firstborn, Shabar. It is obvious the grandfather and the parents of the baby born this day welcomed him with tears in view of what God Almighty had already informed the prophet. Their tears were definitely not of sorrow, but were a form of thanksgiving to the source of life for having bestowed to the child the exalted honour of martyrdom over a half a century later. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, was thus destined to offer the greatest sacrifice in history for salvaging the dynamism of Islam, the veracity of the Holy Quran, the purity of the Prophet's Sunnah, the clarity of Hazrat Fatima Zahra's memorable sermon of Fadak, to expose imposters in their true colours. The blueprint of the model government of social justice of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, the throwing away of the caliphate by Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, to unmask hypocrisy, and the efforts of all prophets in the face of the tyranny of Namrud, pharaohs, etc. Now we understand why we hail Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, as a successor of the prophets Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, peace be upon them, and the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, while saluting him in the ziyarah known to until this day as Ziyarat wal-Warith. That is, the reason God decreed continuation of the imamate in the lineal descent of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, with the last infallible Imam being the Qa'im al-Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance, the promised saviour of mankind who will reappear in the end times, not just to avenge the innocent blood of the martyr of Karbala, but also to rid planet Earth of oppression and corruption by establishing a global government of peace, prosperity and justice. Now we understand the meaning of the Prophet's famous phrase, "Hussein minni wa ana min Hussein," which means, "Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein." This was the will of the All-Wise, who has made the holy shrine of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, the rendezvous of the righteous from all over the world, especially on the occasion of Arba'een, or the traditional 40th day anniversary following his martyrdom, when normally more than 20 million assemble in Karbala in modern-day Iraq to pay homage to him. Here the actions and the words of the grandfather of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, become clearer to us, since as God says in Ayahs 3-5 of Surah Najm in the Holy Quran, "The Prophet neither errs nor speaks out of desire, and whatever he expresses is revelation revealed." No wonder the Prophet spelled for us the formula of deliverance when he said, "Inna al-Hussein misbahul huda wa safinatun najah," which means, "Indeed Hussein is the beacon of guidance and the ark of salvation."